In this bulletin, Julie Bishop supports colleagues making accusations of bullying in politics. Britain pleads for international help to find the Russians it claims tried to murder a former double agent. And Australia's John Millman is facing his toughest test yet, up against Novak Djokovic at the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has strongly backed women in the Liberal Party who've complained about bullying behaviour. Last week, Federal Liberal MP Julia Banks announced she won't seek re-election at the next poll, citing bullying from both her colleagues and the opposing side of politics. Another Liberal Party Senator, Lucy Gachui, says she was also subject to bullying and intimidation during last month's leadership spill. Ms. Bishop says whilst politics is robust by nature, the behaviour she's seen is out of line with community standards.
I have seen and witnessed and experienced some appalling behaviour in Parliament. The kind of behaviour that 20 years ago, when I was the managing partner of a law firm of 200 employees, I would never have accepted. Yet, in Parliament, it's the norm.
Meantime, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the Liberal Party is making improvements regarding the representation of women in the federal parliament. He says he supports calls for more female parliamentarians in his party and claims the situation is already getting better.
We do need to see more female representation in parliament, and in my first speech to the party room after being elected as deputy leader, I said exactly that. And Scott Morrison, in his first cabinet, had six females, an additional woman in cabinet, all there on merit.
British authorities are appealing to people around the world for help finding two Russian suspects charged with the attempted murder of a former Russian double agent and his daughter. They say the two men, aged in their 40s, flew to Britain for a weekend in March to kill the former double agent Sergei Skripal with the nerve agent Novichok. A European arrest warrant has been issued for the men, although British authorities say they won't seek extradition because Russian law doesn't allow for it. The head of British counter-terrorism policing, Neil Basu, says somebody will recognise the two men.
This could have happened anywhere. It happened on British soil. They will face British justice. That's what we will fight for. The international community obviously rallied around the government at the time. We want them to see what we have managed to achieve today, but we need further help. So to the international public out there, these people travel. Somebody will recognise them. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you know who they are and what they are, you must come forward and tell us.
The Russian government has responded with scepticism. Russian authorities continued to deny they were responsible for the attempt to poison Mr. Skripal and his daughter. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says Britain has not cooperated with requests pertaining to the case.
A Russian citizen that enters Britain from Russia needs to have, in order to receive a British visa, a huge number of papers and documents, and most importantly, must leave copies of their fingerprints with the embassy. We have requested copies of the fingerprints, which the British government, naturally, has refused to give us, like with all the other material we've previously requested.
President Donald Trump is denying an allegation he discussed assassinating the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad. Well-known US political journalist Bob Woodward is reporting the allegation in a forthcoming book he's written about Mr. Trump's government. But Donald Trump claims the book is complete nonsense.
No, that was never even contemplated, nor would it be contemplated, and it should not have been written about in the book. It's just more fiction. The book is total fiction.
In tennis, Australian John Millman is up against Novak Djokovic. It's his toughest test yet. He's hoping for a spot in the semi-finals at the US Open. The 29-year-old Queenslander advanced to the quarters with an upset win over Roger Federer. Now the weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two, 17. Adelaide, a few showers and 16. Melbourne, showers and a possible late storm, 20. Hobart, late rain, 17. Canberra, showers and 16. Wollongong, a shower or two, 19 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, a shower or two and 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. and Darwin sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.